the EPA has replaced the Bush administration's Clean Air Interstate rule that a federal court said was too weak. The new regulation, called the Cross-State Air Pollution Rule, also calls on power plants and other big pollution sources in Wisconsin and 26 other states to trim emissions of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide that drift across state lines. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says the tougher rule is based on good science.
It's a science-driven rule, and when we get better science or updated science, basically, we update the rule.
Some national coal industry representatives don't like the new EPA rule, but Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says there is some potential good news for Wisconsin firms that have had to limit operations even when pollution comes in from other states.
To the extent that this rule will regulate some of those emissions, that will certainly be helpful.
But Manley says he still wants to see what the rule means for Wisconsin electric companies and ratepayers. Likewise, he says his group will look at a related proposal from the EPA that would make Wisconsin and five other states reduce nitrogen oxide, or NOx, emissions during the summertime ozone season. But the Sierra Club's Jennifer Fireherm says that proposal is good.
That's needed because we're seeing a growing number of days where we are violating health standards, where ozone levels are simply too high.
The state's largest power company, We Energies, says it will look at the new NOx plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.